Well, Lorena, here we are, time for your weekend pulse, looking at things to do this weekend. And tis the season of lots and lots of things to do. Let's kick it off with a full moon hike.
Yeah, so our cover is White Sands. It's always a popular cover when we do this. They kind of roll out some more events as summer hits because it's really nice to be at White Sands in the evening hours. Nice, you know, like those nice warm summer nights. It's not too hot. You don't get, like, heat stroke being
out
in the sun.
No.
So they have these really awesome full moon hikes. Those fill up really fast. You want to make your reservations for those early. They say, like, they fill up within 2 weeks, and they release them about a month ahead. So make plans for that if you want to. They have full moon nights, which everyone's invited to, and you can go and enjoy some live music on the dunes and carry a picnic with you, have a nice meal while you're enjoying some good entertainment. And this is all coming up this summer. So this runs through the summer months, through July.
So this is a guide for the summer.
Yeah, this is pretty much a guide for White Sands summer. People love spending their summers over there. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. Mexican art markets and other things they have. And they have a lot of educational programs. So it's something to consider if you're going out there. Always double check to see what they have going on. And Brad Pitt was there for his GQ magazine shoot.
What was that about? I saw that. And I was like, really?
So you might run into a celebrity if you go to White Sands.
He was also in
He was in Carlsbad Caverns, White Sands, and the Everglades.
Really?
He did his photo shoots there for his interview. So I was like, that looks like White Sands.
Well, there you go. You never know when you run into a celebrity here in New Mexico. Let's talk about Cinco de Mayo in Mesilla. That is this time of year.
Yeah, one of the best times of year in Mesilla because it's so colorful and such a great celebration. That community really knows how to put on a nice celebration. So kicks off Saturday, May 6th. Weekend festivities go through Sunday. And, of course, you have a bunch of vendors that are going to be there. You have live entertainment, live music, games. That one where, like, the kids climb up the greasy pole.
The greasy pole, yeah.
I still need to watch that.
I watched it once, and I had my daughter try it, and she didn't get very far.
It looks rough, but those kids look competitive from the photos I've seen.
Yeah, they get a look on their eye that's determined, and they do it.
And that's a free event, so you guys can enjoy that, again, with your families for free on the plaza in Mesilla.
Let's talk about Brewfest.
Brewfest. Blazing Brewfest is coming. This is one that takes place downtown Main Street and on the plaza. So this one in particular is pretty special because it shows off a bunch of New Mexico brews, which we've been...
It's been growing.
It's been growing a lot. It's a really great industry that's been growing in New Mexico. They have live entertainment. Of course, you can get some samples. Tickets are $17 in advance, $20 at the gate. And just enjoy some really great New Mexico brews, enjoy some good entertainment, and some good company.
And taste for your impulse, Luna Rosa.
Have you been there?
Have not been there.
You haven't been there?
I have not been there. Why?
I don't know. Highly recommend it. If for nothing, just to walk in and get some gelato, homemade gelato there.
They have homemade gelato?
Homemade gelato. It is delicious. They experiment with flavors sometimes. I mean, they got some really good stuff. I had grapefruit gelato one time. That was interesting and really good. They have a Forever Rocher one. Sylvia, who did this one, mentioned an Almond Joy one that they have.
Almond Joy. You got me at Almond Joy.
And then, of course, Luna Rosa is well known for their wines, so they have wines and then a great selection of Italian food, pastas, pizza. It's a really nice place to go and check out. Highly recommend it. Gelato is my favorite, so.
Luna Rosa.
I go there, too.
Taste for your impulse. Okay, Lorena, we'll talk to you next week.